morning. What a great worship set. Thank you so much. As you may have noticed, I'm quite ill this morning, and I just hope I make it through the session. So we arrive in Luke chapter 12. Is it on?
Yes.
And there's several parables. And the main point of the parables is that Jesus is returning soon. He's coming back for his bride. He's coming back for his church. Are we ready? Expectations. In relationships, in marriage, expectations. In jobs, expectations. In tasks, expectations. When Myra and I got married, I think our first argument was over the colour of some ceiling beams in a cottage we rented in Wales. And I don't think we ever painted them, but we argued about what colour they would be. Expectations. In these passages, Jesus tells us very clearly what he expects of us and what we should expect of him. With that in mind, I will go ahead because there's a lot of scripture reading this morning. Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve and will have them recline at the table and will come to wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Excuse me. The Son of Man will come at an hour that we do not expect him. Are you ready for the Lord to return today? Are we ready? Maybe. Yeah?
Yes.
I haven't really thought about it. Well, if you're not ready, he may come. Because he tells us he's going to come when we're not expecting him. Are you expecting him? Do this collar a bit. Oof. Getting a bit hot. I don't know if it's this fever or the Holy Spirit. Oof. Be ready. Day and night. See, Jesus was telling his disciples and the crowds that he's going to go away and he's going to come back again. They haven't got it. They don't quite know what's going on. But these scriptures, 2,000 years later, we know what's going on. And Jesus is talking about his second coming. Very clearly, that's what he means. Jesus is in heaven. The Bible tells us he's preparing a place for us, his bride. and it's going to come back for us. And it's going to take us to be where he is, the place he prepared for us. Exceptional rewards for the faithful. Exceptional, wonderful, beautiful, mind-blowing rewards for us who are watching for the Lord. What does it say? For us who are watching and waiting, even on the second watch, on the third watch. This parable of a master going away for a wedding feast, depending how rich was that person, that party might last for days. It might only last for one day. But if he was a rich man, it could go on for a week. So the servants of that house were ready day and night to open the door for the master's return. Day and night. Blessed are we when we are found ready and waiting for the Lord's return. Even if it seems a long time for him returning. Like a thief in the night, Jesus will come when we do not expect him. Wow. Are we expecting him? Because he's coming. And he's coming soon.
Amen.
He's coming soon, friends. Just look around. Open our eyes to what's going on in this world. Are we servants? Are we watchful servants? Are we ready for the Lord's return? If we are ready, that must mean we live as we're ready. Are we living as we're ready? Now, Peter asked, Lord, are you telling us this parable or to everybody? See, previously, all the apostles, the disciples, the church have been at the side of Jesus when he's rebuking the Pharisees. Woe to you. Woe to you, lawgivers. Yeah, you tell them, Lord. You tell them, Lord. All of a sudden, he's saying servants. And that word is bond servants. That's the word the prophet Isaiah used to Israel, to the church. And we're grafted in. And that word is to us, folks. So Peter's, whoa, are you talking to us or to everybody? So he carries on. You see, I suppose he's getting uncomfortable. You know, Jesus is inclusive, not exclusive. He's inclusive. So he answers Peter's question with another parable. The Lord answered, who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the manager puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? Sort of answers his own question there. It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing when he returns. It'd be good for that servant when the master finds
doing.
Doing. Not being. Doing. It will be good. I tell you the truth. He will put him in charge of all of his possessions. But suppose the servant says to himself, This is the same servant, folks. My master is taking a long time in coming. And then he begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour when he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. This is really strong language. I think it's purposely very strong. There's no shadow of a doubt he means hell. If you look to the Greek, it's even stronger. Cut him in two and put him with the unfaithful.
Whoa.
Wow. That's powerful. Sign him a place with the unbelievers. That servant who knows his master's will and does not get ready or does not do what his master wants will be beaten with many blows. Whew. Why did Peter ask? Whoa! Be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with a few blows. For everyone who's been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who's been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Who is the faithful manager? Some translations say steward. Who is the faithful manager? It answers their own question. He answers his own question. Whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them food allowance at the proper time. It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing when he returns. Expectations. We expect the Lord to come back for us, and he expects a return on his investment, on us, his prized possession, to be his hands, to be his mouth, to be his feet. Exceptional rewards. They're going to get promoted and put in charge of all of his possessions. Can you imagine that? All of God's possessions. But if we say, where is he? And we live wickedly, he'll surely come when we least expect him and throw us in hell. And the punishment will be most severe. Why will it be most severe? Why? Because those who know the will of God and do not do it, you'd be better if you didn't know. You'll still get beaten, but with lesser blows. So let's sum up. The truth of the matter, the Lord expects a return on his investment. That is us, his prized possession, his bride. There'll be great, exceptional, beautiful rewards beyond our human imagination that Jesus, that God himself, will wait on us and give us all of his possessions and put us in charge. We will get promoted. But woe to us. So the top and bottom of it is, there's different degrees of reward in heaven and different degrees of punishment in hell. I am returning soon, says the Lord. God is inclusive. Everybody will be judged, and we'll be judged by what we're doing now. This text is written like a present participle. It means now, right now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, what we are doing today, now. Oof. I found this really challenging when I was preparing this. Don't blame me. I didn't write it. If you don't like it, talk to the author. Quick health check. Talent. Whether we're a servant, whether we're a master, a manager, a steward, we have talents and gifts that the Lord has blessed us with. They may be different degrees of gifts, different degrees of talents, but we're to use them for His kingdom. Where are you? Where are we investing our gifts, our talent? Whose kingdom are we building? Our own or the Lord's? I have come to bring fire on earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it's completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there'll be five in one family divided against each other. Three against two and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Well, the fire he's talking about, how I read it, I believe it's his church that was being established, and it is now established. The baptism he's talking about was a cross, his death and resurrection. He's no longer distressed because it is completed. It is kindled. But he's came not to bring peace, but division. Wow. So, split decision in your home. Dad against son, mother against daughter. If there is any conflict in your family about your faith in Jesus, cool. It's about right. Because that's what the Lord said it would be like. If there isn't, praise God, you're the exception. There will be split decisions about me. But I am returning soon. Jesus said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot, and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it you don't know how to interpret this present time? Oh boy. I don't know if it's the fever. I'm getting hot. Strong words. Strong words. Time. Time is short, friends. Quick health check. What are we doing with our time? Do we just roll along? Get out of bed? carry on with the next day. I used to live like that. You've got to roll with it. You've got to go with it. Just flow. Hey man, isn't it cool? No worries. Well, it's not like that. Proper, how does it go now, the five P's? Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Where do we invest our time? What do we invest our time in? The most precious resource available to us is time. The gift of God is time. The very breath in our lungs is a gift from God. Brian spoke about the rich fool last week. He's going to build up it in barns, invest his money, put it by for a rainy day. And the Lord said, you fool, this very night, you're going to die. And you're going to give an account. And friends, and so are we. I do believe it'll be from the mercy seat, but we still have to give an account. Time. I think the enemy of our souls will tell us we've all the time in the world. Don't get too serious. Don't be radical. Chill out. They'll all think you're crazy. You know what? Time goes by so quickly. Sounds like a song. But it really does. And we're not promised tomorrow, friends. Time. What do we do with our time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? As for you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled to him on the way, or he may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you in prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you've paid the last penny. Well, don't wait until you've snuffed it to make it right with God, because it's going to be too late. I believe that's what the Lord is saying. Redeem today, now. We're not promised tomorrow. You may have another interpretation, and that's fine. But this is mine. And I believe it's true. So, today is the day of repentance, and I am returning soon. Quick health check. Treasure. Where do we spend our money, and what are we investing in? Where is our treasure? Because where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. As a manager, I happen to be a manager, and we do, and I know there's other managers in here, and we do business plans, we do forecasts. We have budgets, and they don't always, true life doesn't always line up to the budget, but you've got to adjust it. You can't just live a knee-jerk reaction. You know, when we were children, we lived as children. But now we're grown up. The Lord expects a lot from us. Much is given, much is expected. Treasure. Whew. A quick health check. Check your bank statements. And I've done it, and it's uncomfortable. You might not have to see where your money goes, because that's where your treasure is. And please don't misunderstand me. God doesn't want your money, it's His anyway. Naked in this world we come and naked we go out. Can't take a penny with us. Nothing's really ours. We're just managers and we're just stewards. And we have to be responsible. God's expecting a return on His investment. So, the conclusion of the matter, according to Martin, Jesus will return soon. Are we ready? We will be rewarded according to what we are doing present. For us that are doing, there will be a great reward. For us that are not doing, there will be severe punishment. According to these parables. Talent. What are we doing with our talent? Our time. Where are we spending our time? And our treasure. Where is it? Where are we spending it? I am returning soon, says the Lord.